Welcome to an extra edition of Everything Acting Podcast. I'm Roz Coleman, your host, and I am on the phone here with Laura Fine. And Laura Fine is in the process of publishing a book for actors. Laura, why don't you tell us about that book?
Sure. The book is called The Exceptional Actor, The Seven-Step System to Expand Charisma, Chemistry, and Magnetism Through the Energy System of Acting. And this is a book that offers an array of techniques and exercises that direct the actor to open their energy system, meaning their seven chakra energy centers, and to expand their awareness of how to perceive and work with subtle energy dynamics between other actors and within themselves in their own system to create chemistry and magnetism and expand their system in such a way that they can really impact an audience very consistently every time.
Wow. So tell me, the way I came to know Laura is that one of my students and friends, and I look at her like a mentor, introduced me to Laura because she's actually teaching this energy system of acting at NYU. And she suggested that Laura and I do a workshop together. Now, Laura, you actually are going to take this energy system and bring it into a workshop that affects actors and how they audition. Can you talk about that?
Sure, yes. The audition process is, for many actors, a really challenging, paradoxical kind of experience. Here you are supposed to walk into a situation, into a room where you are required to open yourself up in a really vulnerable way to access authentic emotion, to make connection with other actors that you don't know, with directors and producers who may be looking more at their papers and shuffling their papers than they are even attending to you. And you're supposed to go in there and open yourself up and be really vulnerable and be magnetic and be in a great mood and access all of these, you know, really challenging dynamics that are required of us in the audition process. And so it's a really paradoxical position for actors to be in. And so what happens when we work with our chakras, when we open our chakras, when we open our energy system, is that we're able to access that full range and to, you could say, turn the energy of fear, of nervousness, of anxiety into emotional energy, into accessibility. I mean, energy is energy. And so how we direct or navigate that energy is really the mastery of acting, and to be able to direct it and stream it into a way that's productive and useful and not inhibiting for us.
So how did you come up with this system?
That's a really great and interesting question. I was living and working in New York, and I had been working as a professional theater director and an acting teacher for many, many years. I became fascinated with energy right when I graduated from college, and I had an experience of a polarity energy therapy treatment with an energy healer. And this was way back in the late 70s, before healing and energy was even a household word. And it was such a potent experience for me that it was like a spiritual awakening, in a way, you could say. And so I became intrigued by this stuff, and I ran out to study anything and everything I could find at that time, which wasn't much. And so ultimately I came across a training program, a book called Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan and her training program, which is a four-year training in energy healing. And I went and I studied that training in that training program while I was living in New York and teaching acting. And so immediately I began to apply what I was learning in that training program to my students in the classroom, and amazing things were happening. They were having spontaneous openings, expanding their range of emotional accessibility, dropping into their power, and having spontaneous healings in the classroom. And I was very startled to see how much the two systems fit together. And so out of those years of working with actors, while I was studying energy, these techniques and systems evolved in a really beautiful and natural way.
So what advice or what sort of actors do you think could benefit from this workshop that you're offering, sort of getting actors coming back to New York? Because you live in Los Angeles now, right?
Yes.
And tell us about your practice in Los Angeles a little bit.
Well, I have a private practice. I have a private practice as a marriage and family therapist and an energy healer. And I still work with actors, coaching and teaching, but I also do private one-on-one work where I kind of combine all of these modalities together. So I still teach classes and workshops. I'm now the director and founder of an institution called the Lionheart Institute of Transpersonal Energy Healing. And this work really opens us up multiple levels, as human beings, as spiritual beings, as sexual and emotional beings, and it enables us to access, you could say, more of ourselves. But to go back to your previous question, Roz, about how does this affect actors now, or what kind of actors might want to study this or profit from this, I think any actor who really wants to continue to grow and stretch and expand their range, even people who are successfully working but maybe want to just broaden out of the typical roles that they might be being typecast in to create more depth. We're always sort of up against our own personal limitations. Once we've mastered the craft and the skills that we need to know how to practice our craft, you know, once we're at that professional tier where you get hired for a job, you book a job, you get hired, you know how to break down your script and analyze it and structure your role and create the arc of your character and all of that stuff, then the only thing that's left that may be in our way is just expanding our intuition, expanding our depth of emotion, of sexuality, of spirituality, of power, mm-hmm. And all of this is what the energy system of acting teaches us how to do through the opening of the chakras and how to perceive the energy dynamics between people in relationship, how to create chemistry by creating energetic cords between yourself and another actor. All of those things are really helpful. You might be cast in a show where you feel like you don't have chemistry with your leading man or woman, and this will absolutely teach you how to do that.
Can you give us a sample of, like, what an exercise might be that someone who's listening could imagine, you know, what they might be actually doing if they wanted to create that, like, in the workshop?
Sure. Well, we usually start with what's called the All Systems Go warm-up. And these are a series of exercises that you start with, you know, basic movement and breath exercises. And they might just look like, you know, any kind of acting warm-up to warm up your body initially. You know, like if we're going to open the root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine, and it has to do with our power and our sense of self and our right to be in a physical body. When we open up the root chakra, we might start by stomping around the room a little bit, shaking our legs, kicking. It has to do with power, so we're going to do powerful movements and make powerful, deep, guttural, grunting sounds. There are musical notes that go with each chakra. So we're going to stimulate all of that initially in a very overt, external way. Mm-hmm. Then what happens is we we take those movements and sound and we get more and more subtle with them. And the subtler we get, the more we go to the level of energy. The more subtle, the more powerful. And so then we are going to pay attention in a very different way, more internally. And so when we open the chakras, you could say that's how it happens. It starts from the outside and then it goes in. And once that chakra is open, we can send what I call an energy streamer or an energy cord from any chakra in the body to somebody else's chakra. Mm-hmm. And that cord of connection is what we feel. I'll just give you an example from life that might make it really simple. When somebody points their finger at you, like they're pissed off at you, you feel it.
Yes.
You don't like it. Uh-huh. We don't like it when somebody points a finger at us. And we're feeling an energy cord, we're feeling an energy streamer come at us, and we're feeling the intention behind that finger point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you could say, just an example of how we might perceive or feel energy. We're feeling and reacting to it all the time.
That sounds so exciting. This summer, I did a workshop with a man named Slava from the Moscow Art Theater, and we did energy exercises in terms of like having our backs to each other, but sending the energy of like when a person, just like little fun little games, sit like the person would walk away from you, and you would send the energy of when telling them when to stop. And then, you know, we do it until we were able to connect on that level. It was so much fun. And I felt that it brought me a new tool in my teaching, because there is another level of communication that goes on. And I'm a very nuts and bolts teacher. And since I'll be taking part in the workshop as well, I'll be doing a little bit in the workshop as well, as far as teaching. It's going to be so great for me to be able to see you actually bring that other unspeakable energy work into the regular craft of acting that we know, like you were talking about, in terms of what do you want, what are you doing, what is the scene asking of you, and all that stuff. And then like bringing this other level of communication into the work, because it's there, and I personally don't have a language for it, so I can't wait to see you do your thing. So tell us when the workshop is going to be.
The workshop is going to be Saturday, April 16th from noon to 4, and it's going to be at the Musicians Collective, which is on 18th Street between 6th and 7th. And there's a way to register really easily now online, through the Lionheart Institute, which is lionheartinstitute.com, or you can call a phone number, which I can give now or later. Or
sure, give the phone number. What the heck?
Okay. 818-640-6444. So that's 818-640-6444.
Well, I really hope that that some of our listeners in New York will be able to come out and join us for this workshop. And if not, for the listeners who aren't in New York, can you just give us some parting words of inspiration that you would want, you know, an actor who's thinking about finding out more about this kind of work?
Mm. Wow, yeah, I would say go for it, because it will change you on many levels, not just your acting work, but your entire person will shift and deepen and open, and you live a richer life when your system is open. And and I guess that's my parting words. The book should be available soon online, and it's being workshopped right now with Michelle's students at NYU, so a lot of exciting testimonials are coming out of that. And so look for the book, The Exceptional Actor.
And if someone wants to find out more about Laura Fine, how do we do that?
You can go to lionheartinstitute.com.
That's lionheartinstitute.com. Laura, thank you so much for sharing your energy with our listeners, and I hope some of you out there will be able to join us for our big workshop. So that's it.
Thank you too, Roz, and I look forward to your work, which I just hear amazing things about from Michelle, and your contribution to this, which I think is going to make it an irresistible, like, win-win for everybody who comes.
I can't wait. It's going to be like true living moment to moment, you know, and I'm really looking forward to combining my work with someone who works in a totally different way. You know, as I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but I'm very text based and I believe that actors serve the text but there is this other force that is there and I don't know how to work with it. So we're bringing in this amazing expert who studied it, who understands it, who gives exercises, and everyone says that this really shifts the work and it actually makes the connection in the work happen faster. So for me, if I meet an actor, you know, in my private coaching business and they can't connect to the material, I basically can't help them. I'm like, you know, you need to go to a different kind of a person because I need to work with people who already know how to connect to their inner life.
Right.
So I feel that this is going to be like the Wonder Twin powers activate. So I can't wait for the workshop.
Wonderful. Wow, that's very exciting. And yes, this does directly address that dilemma for actors. You know, we're just now getting posted the energysystemofacting.com website. So there will be some testimonials on that site as well. And that people can look at, and that should be available by the time that your listeners hear this.
Oh, great. So what is the name of that again? That website?
The name of the website is energysystemofacting.com.
Okay. So thanks again to Laura Fine. And if you're in New York, join us for the workshop. If not, I hope you found some intriguing and inspirational thoughts here on our podcast. So take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.